Chof Gimel Shvat, Tuesday the 29th of January, Dain Baruch Rappaport, paying a debt with money once stole.
Okay. I must apologize because I was under the impression that it's 45 minutes talk. And then I discovered it's only 30 minutes, so I'm going to have to be very brief. I'll share with you a shaila and a suggestion of how possibly how to approach the shaila. Reuven lent Shimon, the young man, he lent him $500. He lent him $500, and there was a due date for repayment. And on that due date, Shimon appears, and he puts in front of Reuven, he puts a wad of $100 bills, sach hakol $20,000. And he says to him, can you take your $500 from this wad? And the remaining $19,500, if you'll do me a favor, if you'll look after it for me for 2-3 weeks. Reuven was interested in receiving his money at the same time. He can do a tova to eat. So he took off the 500 and the balance he put into his safe. It didn't take 24 hours. And Reuven gets a call from Levi, who is a money changer. And Levi says, Ezechaim, I had an employee, a teller, who used to sit at the desk and change money. Yeah. And he left the business with $20,000 of mine. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. And I contacted him, and he told me that he'd given it to you. Oh. He'd given it to you. So, can you please give me my money back? He says to Reuven. So Reuven says, wasn't sure. He says, you got a ride that it's yours? He said, yeah, I can give you the number. What is it?
Serial
number. Anyway, so Reuven says, okay. He says, I'll give you back $19,500 because $500 is mine. The balance is a pikkodin. You can have it back. That's what he says to Levi. Levi says, no. He says, the $20,000 the fellow stole is my $20,000. You can't just keep even part of it. You can't keep it. It belongs to me. Reuven says, no. The $500 belongs to me because the gunner, in inverted commas, he gave it to me as debt repayment. That's the shaila. What would you say?
Complicated.
Yeah? It all belongs to Levi, but the $500 Reuven says it belonged to you. It belonged to you, but now it's mine.
Why does he assume it's his money?
Why does who assume?
The Levi.
What does Levi assume?
No, the money changer.
Levi.
The money changer. He's got the serial numbers.
Mois Leutzau.
Where does it say three Mois? It says Milva Leutzau. It doesn't say Mois Leutzau.
Where is money?
Not necessarily. Yeah.
I mean, it's Nishka Raya that that's the money.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hasn't given it out.
No, but it's a Raya. It wasn't Miayish. It's a Raya.
Can he prove that those notes were his?
Ah. The Ganef is Moida. Reuven contacts. I didn't tell you this. Reuven contacts. Reuven contacts Shimon and says, this is what I've been told. Is it true? And he says, yes.
Yes.
I didn't tell you this. My apologies.
Okay.
It's an undermine. So, we have to see
if he didn't.
Then maybe he can tine this is not his money. Yeah. Anyway, let's go. So the Gemara, I've given you some pages here. Number one, that we have to do it quick. Hagoyzel, the Mishnah says Hagoyzel. This is in Bava Kama, Kufu Dalef, Omed Beis. Hagoyzel Marches Bono V'Hinir Lefneim, V'Hinir means or Hinir Lefneim. So Hagoyzel Marches is Bonov. The Nigzal can't claim from the Yorshim. That's the Mishnah. We'll soon see why. Omer Avchista Gozal V'Loi Nisyasha Abaylim Ubo Acher V'Ochloi Mimenu. Some have a Gilson, not Mimenu V'Ochloi. So somebody stole something. The Nigzal was not Miyayish, and a third person comes along and eats up the loaf of bread that the Ganav stole. Rotsam is ego, Rotsam is ego. So the Nigzal can claim either from the Ganav or from the second person. My Tama, Kol Kamadal in Siyash HaBan, Meshuzi the Morakoi. As long as the Nigzal hasn't been Miyayish, it's still his. So therefore, the person who ate the Kikar Lechem ate the Nigzal's lechem. So he's also a ganav, yeah? So it's a kash on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hagoyzel Marches Bono V'Hinir Lefneim Pturim L'Shalim. So Tanan, Hagoyzel Marches Bono V'Hinir Lefneim Pturim L'Shalim. Tiyufte Rav Chisda, Omer Loch Rav Chisda, Ki Tanya Ilach Yush. The Mishnah is talking about after Yush. After Yush, so the person who, the third person is already Yashin Rishus. So it's Yish Machin Rishus, so he's not Mechuyif to pay. But Rav Chisda is talking about where before Yush. There was no Yush. So it still belongs to the Nigzal. Therefore, Rav Chisda said he has an option. The Nigzal has an option, claiming it either from the Ganav or from the third person. So now let's come to our case. Our case. Yeah? And we paskin like Rav Chisda, because the Gemara later are saying we have to be a bit brief. The next Gemara says, "Eminir lefim tulem shamar mechama zayis amir reshus yerish kus lekeir domi. Rav ha'amir reshus yerish lav kus lekeir domi. V'ha'am asking she ochlum." Yeah. Elam. So the Gemara concludes here at the end of that number one. Concludes that Omer l'Rav Chisda ki taniel achayush. But Rav Chisda is talking about before Yush. So according to Rav Chisda, before Yush. So now our case, where Reuven, I didn't mention this either, that Reuven, once he got the $500 back, he immediately used it for something else, either to buy something or to spend it in a restaurant, whatever. So it's Ilechera, it's the same case, no? Reuven, Shimon guzzled the money from Levi, and Reuven ate it up. Reuven ate it up. So it should be Rav Chisda's din. Rotsim is ergover, Rotsim is ergover. So Levi maybe has got a good tine. He claims it from Reuven. Because according to Rav Chisda, he's got an option. He can take it either from the Ganav or from... Yeah? So that's lechur. But let's introduce another halacha, which might save Reuven, because the Gemara is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh Mishpat Paskin Tazei. I'll read it out to you. In Chosh Mishpat, in Shin Nun Vov, it says, Gonav Umochol. Somebody stole something and sold it. V'loin Yisyashu Abaylim. And the Nignav has not been Miyayish. So he can take it from the buyer, but he has to pay the buyer. He has to reimburse the buyer with the money that he paid to the Ganav. To protect buyers or people who stop buying. People won't buy. They'll be choshesh. Maybe the seller stole it, and I'll give him the money, and then the chayfetz won't be mine. They'll be taken away from me. So between takonos hashuk, there was a sakin that if somebody steals something and he sells it on to somebody else, then the lakeach, the receiver of the stolen goods, has to give it. The nigzal can't take it away from the buyer, but he has to reimburse the buyer with the money he paid.
So,
What he paid for it? What he paid for it? Not cost price. We'll come back. We'll come to cost price a bit later. But he has to pay the money. That's the takonos hashuk. So maybe we should apply the same thing here. In the case of Reuven, yeah, takonos hashuk. So he can claim it. He should leave the $500 by Reuven. Levi should leave the $500 by Reuven because he would have to, if it was a chayfus, he'd have to reimburse him for what he paid.
Yeah. He's not physically used his own money to buy anything.
Good, good, very good. So we have to discount this, very good. From the Gemara on the same page, there's a Gemara later, number 4, right at the bottom. Yeah? That's in Kuf Tezvov, in Bava Kama. It says, Itmar gonav u'para b'choyvoy, gonav u'para b'keyfoy, lo'y also b'y takonos hashuk. Where the ganav didn't sell it, but he used it to pay off a debt, then there's no takonos hashuk. Exactly for the reason that you're saying, because the person didn't spend money on this. He spent money lechatchila to lend the fellow money, yeah, but he didn't expect anything in return except his money back. He didn't expect a chayfet. So there's no takonos hashuk. So we can't apply that. But what we can investigate is the following. Rav Chisda is talking about a situation where what's the case Rav Chisda says? He says, Gozal v'loi nisya shabalim ubo acher v'ochlo. Somebody else came of his own accord and ate it up. What happens in a situation where the other person didn't come of his own accord, but the ganav stole a loaf of bread and he fed somebody with his loaf of bread? Not that the third person came of his own volition, but the ganav actually gave it to him. It's not the same. What would be the din there? Will we say that the same thing Rav Chisda will say there as well, Rosim is ego or not? Machlekes Rishonim on the spot here, who say that this Rav Chisda's din of Rosim is ego only applies where the third person of his own accord came and ate it up. But where the ganav actually fed him or gave it to him, then we won't say Rotsam is over. Other Rishonim, Tosfos, Rashba, and the Rosh maybe, and it's Mashmah from a Rambam as well, say no, even in such a case. So our case of the dollars is a classic case of where the third party didn't come of his own accord. It's a case of where the ganav was machil. Shimon, who stole the money, was machil Reuven with the $500. So lechayr will be dependent on the machlekes Rishonim, whether we say that Levi can claim from Reuven or not. However, we paskin that Rav Chisda in Shulchan Aruch is gepaskin that even in a case where the ganav was machil the person, also Rav Chisda will say Rotsam is ego. Even if he didn't come of his own volition. So, as of now, Levi has got can claim from Reuven, and Reuven will have to give up the $500. However, what we have to consider is the Chayra. Reuven's not a ganav. Reuven's not a ganav. Huh? He didn't know it was stolen. In fact, Rashi on the Mishnah there, goes on the Machlokes Rabbanim, on the Gemara. Shutim Buzesha Och Rash on the Gemara there. When the Gemara says, "Gozul in Shiasha Balim Boach Veochem Men Rotsim Zeh Gever Asmi Gever," my time I call Kamdal in Shiasha Balim Shushim Arikoi. Rashi says here on the top, "Vishushim Demarikai Mivzesha Ochloi Naasek Gozul Mibolov." The one who eats it It's like he's stealing it from the owner. So maybe that's where he knows it's stolen. But in a case where, such a case here, where Reuven receives the money, he's got no clue that it was stolen. He didn't have a clue at the time it was stolen. So the best is a ganav b'shoigeg. Yeah? Is a ganav b'shoigeg a ganav or not? Yeah? When is a ganav a ganav? He goes with the intention to steal? Or if mistakenly. So there's a Machne Ephraim deals with this whole subject. The Machne Ephraim brings a raya from a ritvo in Ksubas. There's a Gemara in Ksubas says as follows. Have you still got time?
Yeah.
So the Gemara in Ksubas, Lamedamed Amud Beis, says as follows. Omer Omer, Hiniach Lein Maviim Pora She'ulo. Person borrowed a pora from somebody else to use it, and he died. So the Yoshim, Mishtamshim Bo Kol Yimei She'ilosa, the Yoshim can still use it during the period of the lease. Kisvurim Shalavimi, if the Yoshim thought that this pora was their father's, they didn't know he'd borrowed it, v'tovchur, they shechted it, v'achlua, and they ended up. Yeah? Are they ganovim? So the Gemara says, "Mishalmin dmei basa bazoil." So they pay, like you said, that's like cost price, the lowest rate of meat, that they reimburse the original lender, the cow. So the Ritva Sakasha, why is this different than Gozol v'loy nisyashu abayli? Because it was lent. There was no yush here. The fellow lent it. So there's no yush, yeah? So there's no yush. And they stole it. Gozol v'loy nisyashu abayli. So rotsim is er goyver, rotsim is er goyver. Why doesn't Rav Chisda's din apply? That's what the Ritva is in Ksudas. So Ritva answers, it says, we can't apply Rav Chisda's din here at all, because they didn't know it was stolen. They didn't know it was borrowed. They kisvurin heim shelaviim. They thought it was their father's. They thought it was their father's. So mistakenly they ate it up. So according to the Ritva, seems that a ganav b'shoigeg is not a ganav. We don't apply Rav Chisda's din. Yeah.
Ganav is there.
Huh?
No,
Ritva says no. It's not. That's not a ganav. That's not a ganav. That's not a ganav. A ganav. He had somebody else's article. That's not ganava though. It's not gneiva, zagdolah. There's a definition of gneiva. You look in the Oxford Dictionary, or in Chambers, yeah, and see what's the definition of gneiva. The Ritva is saying the definition of gneiva is when a person actually takes something which intentionally, or which belongs to somebody else. Yeah?
Knowingly.
Huh?
Knowingly,
yeah.
Not knowing is not a
gun. Not knowing is not a gun, the Ritva says, yeah.
Not a gap. Can one tell me that the Mamalva should have suspected if this guy comes along, a person who has to borrow $500 comes along and suddenly he's got $20,000, he should start to wonder where's he got it from. Maybe he's a ganav. Maybe he obtained it dishonestly.
Maybe he's a Yerusha. Maybe he went to the casino.
Maybe he's obliged to suspect. And
why does
he
have to suspect? Why do I have to be Cheshire? Every person's got a Cheshire's cashless. Why should I suspect?
There is a known ganav here.
If you're smart, you'll suspect. But in Shulchan Aruch, you have to suspect. You have to suspect. Yeah? Maybe the reason why he borrowed $500, because he knew he was going to have $20,000 later, so he'll be able to repay it. He knew he was going to steal the $20,000. So the chodah from there, the raya that the Machne Ephraim brings the raya from the Ritva. Then the Machne Ephraim is doicha that raya, and he says from Mao Gemara and Kuf Tezvav, there's a raya fakir that a ganav b'shoigeg is a ganav, because the Gemara in number two on the page says itzma ganav v'mocha v'chakach hukah ganav. And the person who bought it didn't know that it was stolen. Rav Mishmeid Rav Chiyom Adinim Arishin. Rav Yechon Mishmeid Rav Yanam Adinim Asheni. Omer Rav Yosef Leib Pliga Kan Lifnei Yush Adinim Asheni. Kan Lacha Yush Adinim Arishin. But Tavai Vislid Rav Chizda. So they both hold like Rav Chizda the Rotsam Izeh, that before Yush Rotsam Izeh gave Rotsam Izeh gave. Never one says that he can claim it from the second one. He can claim it from the leker. He can claim it from the leker. He doesn't have to claim it from the ganef, necessarily. And if you look in Rashi, we haven't got the time now to go into it, but from there it would seem, and there we're talking about, and we don't say takonas hashuk, we want to apply takonas hashuk, we don't apply takonas hashuk, yeah? We don't apply takonas hashuk, and takonas hashuk can only be applied when the person didn't know that it was stolen. Otherwise, there's no takon. If he knew it was stolen, then we don't make takon for somebody who knows it was stolen. Yeah? So there, we're talking about where he didn't know. And still, we're saying that Rav Chizda's din will apply. Rotsam is there, gover, rotsam is gover. So from here, you see clearly that even a ganav b'shogeg, like Reb Osher is saying, is a ganav. A ganav b'shogeg is a ganav. Whether he intended to or he didn't intend to, the fact is that he's taken somebody else's property. He's taken ownership of somebody else's property. So although he didn't intend to ganef, but it is a maisa gneiva. That's how we have to understand it. It's a maisa gneiva. It's still a maisa gneiva. Yeah, because it belonged to somebody else. So if so, if we go along with this idea that a ganef b'shogeg is a ganef, so Reuven, although he didn't know that it was stolen, he remains like the case of Gonaf u'Mochar, and the Lekech wasn't aware, and Rav Chizda's din will apply, the Rotsim Izego, Rotsim Izego. So you have to surrender the $500 and then go after Shimon. I'm just suggesting a way of how we could approach it. Don't know if I'm right. I'll leave it to you to decide. I just want to...
Huh?
What's the alternative? We say, like the Ritva says, there is shoygeg, and therefore he can't take it from him. Yes.
You say Kimli.
Maybe
he say he's muchzik. He's got the money. He'll say Kimli. So you prove different.
He's a muchzik.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. That's what I said. You have to think about it. You have to think about it. There's something I have to share. Maybe you, all of you know it. But I was a bocher in Gates of Yeshiva a couple of months ago. It's a meiser from, must have been round about 1960, 61. I was sitting with Reb Leib Gurz, Zecheinu Livracha, and there was a Yid from Eretz Yisrael there, Tom Chochem Godel, and a tzaddik. I think he was a plumber by profession. Came from Haifa, a Litvish Yid, Reb Aaron Novogrodsky, his name was. He had a son. I think he brought his son to yeshiva at the time. His son afterwards became one of the great Gdolei Adayonim in Eretz Yisrael. I think he might still be. So I was sitting with Rabbi Gorch, and this Rabbi Aaron told him over something in the name of the Chidush Harim. The Rabbi Gorch got so excited about it. You know, he could get excited. If any of you learned in Gateshead and knew him, he used to get sometimes very excited. He got so excited that he went round for the next few weeks saying over this vault to anybody who was prepared to listen. Chidush Harim on the last week's parsha. Also, I'll be very brief. But so I saw Rabbi was so excited. I was also excited. Yeah? And it's
infectious.
Yeah, it's infectious. But it's important. It's an important message. It's an important message. And I'm sure most of you know it, but Chazor in Mishkan Kifela Chazach. Yisra had seven names. Yeah? One of his names was Yeser. Why was it called Yeser? So Rashi brings, because of Yisra, an extra parsha was added to the Torah. What was the parsha? So Rashi says, doesn't call it Yisra, not the parsha of Yisra, it's the parsha of Vatosechze. Yeah, Vatosechze. So the Chiddush HaRim asks a kasha from Rashi. He says, why does Rashi call the parsha Vatosechze? If you look at the dialogue between Yisra and Moshe Rabbeinu, starts before. Starts off by, he starts even before. Before Novel Tibbon, he starts off by saying, to Moshe Rabbeinu, first he asks him, what are you doing? So he said, I'm sitting all day. So Yisra says to him, Loi Tova, Moshe says. It's Teignish what you're doing. It's no good. Novel Tibbon. And then he says, Vatosechze. So this is Ramas. When Rashi is saying, Sheyite Parsha Achaz Batira, Rashi should have said, which Parsha? The Parsha of Loi Tov. That's how Yisra begins. Or the Parsha of Novo Tibbol, if he wants to go. But the Parsha is Loi Tov. Why does it call it Vatosechze? So Chiddush HaRim says as follows. Loi Tov, Yed Reine Ken Zogen. So Zeir Gring to Zogen Loi Tov. To say something Tognish, anyone can say. Criticize, anyone can criticize. Novoil Tiboil, criticizing. It's no good. Anyone can say. The kunz is to come up with constructive criticism. To come up with an etzer. Come up with an etzer. Something's no good, something's not right. Come with an etzer, how to put it right. How to make it right. How to get it right. Constructive criticism. Loi Tov is not Dafke Yisra. Novel Tibbol is not Dafke Yisra. The parsha which Yisra added to the Torah is the parsha of Vatosechze. He came up with the Eitzah. With the Eitzah. That's why Rashi says, parsha of Vatosechze. And the message is, don't just criticize. You've got a comment about something, constructive. Constructive. Come up with an answer. Lehitra ot.